Blake Ruffino on Wednesdays joins us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his shows, all his content. Blake, what's the drama meter reading this morning at LSU? Do we have him pulled? Go ahead, Blake. We didn't have you pulled up. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Bill, good morning. We didn't have a week, you know, from the last time that we've talked, and Ed's had two PR blunders. You know, I know that I told you, and you had brought it on to and you let the listeners know, but last Wednesday, Wednesday today, later in the evening, Coach O did his radio show, and a caller called in with a prank call, and, you know, it was very unfortunate that someone would do something like that. It was classless. But, you know, Bill, the way that Ed reacted to it was also very classless, telling a guy that he would go and stick him in a fishing hole in the bayou, which, look, Ed's not going to do that. He's trying to make a joke of it. But, again, situational awareness, he doesn't realize what he's doing. Bill, Monday, for Ed Orgeron's press conference, again, Ed was asked a question about his job status by Jacques Doucet, and I don't know if every media market has this, but Jacques Doucet is probably the local guy that every LSU fan loves. He asks Ed about the job status, and Ed kind of not really freaks out completely, but tells him to stop the question, and I've already answered that, he said. Are you trying to get another quote out of me? And what that's resulting in, or what that's a product of, is that Jacques Doucet was the individual who posted the Sissy Blue Shirt comment. And what Ed is trying to say is that he's upset that Jacques Doucet posted the Sissy Blue comment, even though Ed Orgeron said it. So every time the man opens his mouth or is in front of a microphone, it's just another issue that is being is rising up here, and it's not stopping. So I hear some things are going on behind closed doors, but we'll have to see what happens as the season goes on. But I don't know how much longer he has the head coach at LSU.
So not only the on-the-field product is not up to where it should be, but it's death by paper cuts, PR-wise. Is that what you're saying?
No doubt. I really think that there's a situation where even though LSU's 3-3 currently, if they didn't have all the off-the-field stuff because of what happened in 19, I still think that there would be I don't want to say 50-50 that would say, you know, they want to keep him, they want him to leave. But it is all it's everything combined that is putting the pressure on Orgeron that people want him out. I mean, we've seen this with Les Miles. I mean, the on-the-field product at times was not that good. It really wasn't. But at that current moment, the Les Miles issues did not come, you know, was not in the spotlight. So the fan base wasn't completely out for his head. So we've seen this happen in Baton Rouge before, to an extent, from the on-the-field, you know, on-the-field situation where a guy even got to a national title game. So I think that LSU fans at times can be patient. Louisiana people are very loyal, and they are very loyal to their own kind. So what does it tell you from a fan base and a people group that's very loyal to their own kind is wanting one of their own to be fired? That should tell you how bad it is.
Blake Ruffino with us, and obviously Kentucky, and you've acknowledged, heck, before the season started, the prowess of the Kentucky offensive line, and they've got a very physical running game. They're a manhood football team. They may not have all 4 and 5 stars, but they are tough, well-coached, and they will keep punching you. You can punch them back. Well, they will not stop punching you. That's their style. Were you surprised at how successful Kentucky was in that element against LSU?
No, Bill. Last Tuesday on my show, I said that if LSU's not careful, that they are going to run up and down the field on LSU. Orgeron, in talking about a press conference on the field, Orgeron came out and said that he was surprised at the rushing attack for Kentucky. I'm not going down there. I've said too much about him. Why he was surprised, I have no idea. They are very physical. The way that they do things offensively from their offensive line, I think that LSU has had an issue with running teams, run-heavy teams, or teams that have been good in the running attack. Of the last four Power 5 teams that LSU's faced that has a prowess of running the football well, they've given up 1,010 yards on 161 carries, 252.5 yards per game, 6 yards per carry. Oh, and sack yardage is in there. They have a problem in the front seven, which is not what LSU has ever really struggled with. They normally have a really good front seven. And then when you mix that with the strength of Kentucky, which is that offensive line and that running game, it's a mix of a disaster. And then now that's going to trickle over into Kentucky. Bill, I think that the biggest game that nobody's talking about is the bloodbath between Kentucky and Georgia this weekend. So I don't think – when everybody asks me, is Georgia going to win? Yes, I fully believe that. But I do believe, Bill, that that game can be closer if Kentucky, with that strong offensive line, if they lean in on them, can they actually push Georgia a little bit and be effective at running the football? Now, I don't – look, Georgia's defense is really good, but I also know that Kentucky's offensive line is really good. Could this be a game where you see some things that Georgia might have some issues with? We'll have to see. And like I've said, when I watch offensive lines, when you get that big of a push and are able to get up, Bill, to the second level, so zone blocking schemes, the goal is to get an effective double team and then get vertical. That is the number one goal. They do that better than anybody in the country, and I don't think it's close.
Josh up in London, Ohio, says, ask Blake if Scott Woodward would legitimately go after Lane Kiffin.
Well, Bill, there's some chatter about Lane. It's Jimmy Sexton season. Lane Kiffin is the first name so far that has popped that I think that fans have talked about. And that, you know, there is some smoke behind this, Bill. This isn't just your normal run-of-the-mill kind of stuff. And I think that this is more coming from Lane possibly wanting this job. However, with the Title IX implications, with all Ed Orgeron and all the off-the-field issues that he has, the things that he's that's happened with him, with pictures, with blonde-headed women, you know, and I'm going to leave it just there and stay out of that. But I think that Scott Woodward, even if he wanted Lane Kiffin, I don't think that he has a choice to where he can go and hire him because of what is going on. Bill, look, Michael Wilbon called out Lane Kiffin a couple of weeks ago, and we all remember that. And then the first thing that we see from Lane Kiffin in a press conference is tossing the headset. Now, take it for what you will. But from an LSU PR standpoint right now, I don't think that LSU can take the antics, even though they might be good and they're fine and there's nothing really wrong with them. I just don't think that LSU can take it right now. So for that reason, no, I don't think that he will.
Well, then you just also eliminated Hugh Freeze. I don't know if he'd be on their potential list anyways, but I'm just saying, if you can't take Lane Kiffin, you can't take Hugh Freeze.
No, Bill, with the Title IX implications, with right. The federal government on campus, you can't – I mean, Bill, we all know what he was fired about. The one thing you can't do is hire Hugh Freeze, okay? That Bill, the truth is that Will Wade – It's still under investigation by the NCAA. Okay, the NCAA more than likely is trying to – well, not more than likely, I know – is trying to build a case of lack of institutional control. And if you hire – for the love of God, if you hire Hugh Freeze after Title IX implications, Bill, I don't – they just can't do it. It's not going to happen.
Blake Ruffino with us. We were talking – earlier, probably got about a minute here. That Florida matchup, that LSU-Florida matchup, even though it's historically could be a fun game, it's lost a lot of its a lot of its cachet going into this thing with the team's losses.
Yeah, I mean, there's always some goofiness that goes in this game either way. You know, coaching hires and fires, the shoe throw, Jacob Hester, you know, the fourth down conversions. I mean, it doesn't have that. But, Bill, I mean, it could from an LSU standpoint. Is this the last Saturday in the Ed Orgeron era? I mean, from on the field, yes, probably not. And look, Kayshon Boutte's out for LSU. They got a lot of people missing. I just want to see fight. I really don't care. I mean, I do care, and I want LSU to win. Let's not get that twisted. But, Bill, I want to see him fight. I want to see heart. Because right now I don't see it. And, look, that's a trickle-down effect because of your head coach, and I understand that. But at some point you've got – from a, and this is me talking to players. At some point you got to realize this isn't about your head coach, and this is about you too. Go out there, punch somebody in the mouth, because your running game – Bill, that's a whole other segment for another time. But they did some good things schematically in the run game last week, and they punched somebody, Kentucky, right in the mouth. So you got to play with passion and heart. I don't think LSU wins this week. I think that Florida's strength is Kentucky's weakness. I mean, it's not, excuse me. Florida's strength is LSU's weakness. And so for that reason, Bill, I think they lose.
Down to 30 seconds. Question and then plug your content. Jason wants to know, could they perhaps look to bring Dave Aranda back?
Very possible. He's on the list.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
AYS Sports Across the Board. Go to YouTube, hit that subscribe button, notification bell. We go around the SEC tonight. Might have some LSU news with Ed Orgeron. So stay tuned.
All right. Good stuff, bud. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Go tight.
There he is, Blake Ruffino. Always excellent. All right.